The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. Neurofilaments may not be biomarker for older patients. The blood levels of neurofilaments, a marker of nerve cell damage, may serve as a disease onset and treatment response biomarker in infants with spinal muscular atrophy type 1, but not in older patients with milder disease forms, a study suggests. These findings add to previous studies highlighting the absence of major differences in neurofilaments blood levels between older SMA patients and age-matched healthy individuals, and before and after treatment with Biogen Spinraza or nusinersen in older patients. Together, the data suggests the need to find additional biomarkers for this older subset of patients. Still more studies are needed to confirm these findings, the researchers noted. The study, The Altered Expression of Neurofilament in Mouse Models and Patients with Spinal Muscular Atrophy, was published in the journal Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology. Neurofilaments are major structural proteins of neurons consisting of three subunits, heavy, intermediate, and light chains. When nerve cell fibers are damaged and neurons die, neurofilaments are released into the cerebrospinal fluid, the liquid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord, and detected in the bloodstream. As such, neurofilament levels in blood and cerebrospinal fluid have therefore been used as biomarkers for nerve fiber damage, degeneration and neuronal loss in a number of neurodegenerative conditions, including SMA, the researchers wrote. Previous studies have shown that infants with SMA type 1, a severe form of the disease, have significantly higher than normal blood levels of phosphorylated neurofilament heavy chain, or PNFH, and that these levels are linked to disease severity and are reduced upon treatment with Spinraza. While these findings suggest that blood PNFH levels are a promising biomarker for disease activity and response to Spinraza treatment, the team wrote, contrasting evidence has been found for older SMA patients and those with milder disease forms, such as types 2 or 3, who have longer life expectancies. Notably, this may be related to the previously reported progressive drop in PNFH levels with age in both untreated SMA patients and healthy individuals. To better understand neurofilament's potential as a biomarker in SMA, researchers at University College London in the UK analyzed neurofilament's levels in mouse models of SMA and in children with neuromuscular disease. Mouse models included those of types 1 and 3 disease, types 1 and 3 mice, and were compared with non-affected mice used as controls. A total of 11 children, 3 to 14 years old, with SMA types 2 or 3, who had received no prior treatment, were included, as well as 8 healthy children ages 4 to 8 years, for comparisons. The effects of a molecule similar to Spinraza also were assessed in the mouse model of SMA type 1. Results showed that type 1 mice had significantly higher blood levels of different forms of neurofilament heavy chain, or NFH, in both the early, 5-day, and late symptomatic, day 10, stages of the disease, compared with control mice. In the mouse model with type 3 disease, similar differences to control mice were observed only at day 20, the early symptomatic stage in this mouse model. These data suggest that blood NFH levels are altered at the early symptomatic stages in both the severe SMA1 and mild SMA3 mice, and may therefore be a useful biomarker in SMA1 and 3 mice at the early disease stage, the researchers wrote. In addition, type 1 mice treated with a compound similar to Spinraza showed only a temporary reduction in blood levels of NFH, despite sustained improvements in survival and motor function. When the team evaluated changes in blood NFH levels over time, they found a more than 90% drop both in the mouse model of SMA type 3 and control mice, and a 68% reduction in treated type 1 mice at day 20. In line with previous reports and an age-dependent reduction in blood NFH levels, older untreated SMA type 2 and 3 patients did not have significantly higher levels of NFH relative to age-matched healthy children. In fact, a slight but significant level drop was observed, although it was not associated with changes in patient's motor function, as assessed with the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale score. These lower blood NFH levels in older SMA patients likely reflect the lower number of remaining motor neurons and provide further evidence for the limitation of NFH protein as a biomarker for disease progression in older SMA patients, the researchers wrote. This highlights the need to continue to pursue additional biomarkers for this group of patients, they added. Besides showing that blood NFH levels are informative in indicating disease onset and treatment response in mouse models of SMA, the study provided further insight on neurofilament changes over time that needs to be taken into account to distinguish this from the response to treatment, the researchers concluded. The study was funded by the National Institute for Health Research, SMA Europe, and Wellcome Trust.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Just the other day, the CDC announced new mask recommendations. Basically, you no longer need to wear a mask if you're fully vaccinated. Of course, there are some exceptions and stipulations. Regardless, this prompted my state to repeal their mask mandate. For some reason, this is causing me a little anxiety, especially ahead of my weekly OT appointment, followed by taking Horton to the vet for a booster shot, then our plan to stop at the meat market to pick up something to grill over the weekend. The thought that no one would be wearing masks was unnerving. How do you feel about it? I'm vaccinated, so it gives me a little reassurance, but I don't know who else is or isn't. Ugh, I just don't know how to feel or how careful I need to be. Do I wear a mask anyway? Over on the forums, I got some great responses when I posted my concerns. As suggested, as my appointment approached, I decided to wear my mask regardless of others' actions. To my pleasant surprise, most individuals were still wearing masks. I'm not sure if they just didn't get the memo yet, or they too had similar concerns as I did. Either way, I'm happy to gradually ease back into a maskless society. What's the situation like where you live? Are you still taking precautions? Let me know how you're handling the new recommendations on our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.